few more. Let me get that out of the way. Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday, which we know is trending Thursday. And I know there's a lot of stuff trending. Anywho, this is Carol Sue, a.k.a. Naughty Boss, live with you.
Sister, say good evening, everyone. This is Janice, a.k.a. Wellness Diva 6.0. The gate has been opened. A lot of things trending. And what's up with Mr. Empathy himself, Mr. Residing at 1600? There's so much I could say right now, but
yeah, it's I don't know. The first thing that comes to mind, obviously there's videos, I'm sure. I mean, obviously Secret Service found it. They have tabs on, every ounce of footage of the property. Of course, why wouldn't they, considering who occupies it? However, when you hear a piece of this story, which I did not realize, the person that gave him gave the son the deal, whatever attorney it was a business partner. So I'm like, isn't that like a conflict, number one? So you got a really sweet, sweet deal. But I don't care what kind of deal you got at the end of the day. We know you got a sweet deal. The basis of in possession is a violation of probation. Because he did get probation. He will never see a day in jail, let's be real. He won't. So people like demanding that, he got the sweet deal and he's never going to say, you got to get over that hurdle of, no one is above the law. They are above the law. That whole line is ridiculous because this crime family is above the law. However, one of the obvious things that did come to mind was, isn't that normally a probation violation?
Well, there's a lot of, think of the things that have been left behind, such as an electronic device, such as a firearm. And the list goes on and on. Now, there are no, from the research that I did, there are no quote unquote cubbies. So we, as usual, are not getting the full story.
Do we ever?
No, but I will say, Dan Bongino had an interesting take on what is going down, and what is also trending on Twitter are KJP's, the press asking her questions, and I guess one news person said, why can't you ever explain that you're not going to mention that? Like, why don't you never talk about, not that she never talks about anything, but it's a lot of mumbo jumbo word salad.
Word salad along with the blinking. She never looks straight on.
Right.
When she's even answering a question, she looks on an angle down and she's constantly blinking. So that is a dead giveaway that nothing out of her mouth is mostly shista. So there's that.
It's just blinking and lots of shista.
Yes, of course. So a few reporters are asking some normal questions that they should. I'm not giving them a pass because they suck.
Well, interesting enough, there's a reporter from Africa. His name is Simon Taiba. And I'm sure I'm getting the name. I'm messing up the name. But KJP never seems to call on him. Now, he's a very interesting man. He asks very thought-provoking questions. And by his questions, by his answers, how he interacts with people, you would never know, in my opinion, quote unquote, what side he's on. That's
how genius. You know, wasn't that the way it was before? Like when I say before, I'm not talking about this decade. Let's be real. This decade has been nothing but exposing the fraud that is news outlets. However, that's how it was done back in the day. Like you should never know anyone's political aspirations and or views because they're supposed to be actually reporting the news, but they don't do that. Now it's opinionated news. And I'm not sure that we had talked about this, I think last year. I'm not sure that that will ever change.
I'm not sure that it will ever change. And, you know, I always go back to good old Walter Cronkite. You know, growing up, I never knew he was a registered Democrat.
No.
And I watched different news segments, of course, the most famous one, you know, of course, when the JFK assassination. And he always reported on both sides.
Right.
You would have never known that he was a quote unquote Democrat.
Correct. And I'm not even opposed to knowing that, you know, whatever their party affiliate is, as long as they cover all ends and are as balanced as you can be. But sadly, there is no more balance, and we haven't seen that in, like, even if a conservative network, it doesn't matter whether you're a conservative network, which there aren't that many, versus the CNNs out there that are definitely not reporting. Some conservative, you will see a little bit of both. I do get aggravated sometimes. And of course, I don't watch it like I used to because it aggravates me. And when stuff like that aggravate you, it impacts your mindset, your wellness. It's stress to you. And already stressful things, you know, that are going on in our world. So who wants to add more stress by watching it? Because what's going to happen? You're going to take your flip flop on and just throw it at the TV because you get so aggravated because no one's telling the truth. And speaking of that, as you know, most of our viewers know, you know, my part in fighting for children's rights up north. So I have a little news flash. So the district is crumbling because one town is not going for the override, has blocked everything, voted everything down. In addition, they don't have any, like, I would say, anything industrial coming in to get some fiscal monies coming in from say corporations and whatnot. Versus Charlton that does, Amazon's going in there, they've got, you know, all these different things going on. So the talk of the towns, between the towns, is there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of animosity, there's a lot of back and forth. So while they're all like in this budget crisis mode, because they are, which is things that Charlton Dudley United brought to the attention of this district, you know, when you start playing shenanigans with parental rights, is going to impact the quality of teachers that you get, is going to impact parents' decisions on whether they stay within a district or pool the child, whether they homeschool, whether they go to private school or do school choice. And when you start to see that impact from a fiscal perspective, financial perspective, because what happens is your enrollment is based on what the state contributes to, like the per student quota, you know, the dollars. So now all of a sudden you see that, and you see now the town's really struggling because now this school is now going for all these millions that it needs to do the roof or whatever. And God knows the COVID bribe money, they mishandled that. So now, kind of like what's going on nationally, when we talked about the submersive, you know, where we know verbatim by what's been reported that this thing blew up rather quickly and not this whole 4 or 5 day shenanigan story. And everyone basically agrees that it was a distraction. So think of that from a national level. So now what's going on with this district, these two towns, Charlton and Dudley, the shenanigans is all about the budget. So what do they do unbeknownst to neither, you know, citizens in either town? They hire a principal from Ludlow, Massachusetts, who fired a teacher because the teacher had some gumption, had some, was humble, but also felt to do the right thing by parents. And apparently there was, I don't know how many students above, whether it was one, two, whatever it may be, were transgendering behind the scenes within the school. And the parents had no knowledge of this. So the teacher was not comfortable not letting these parents know. And so she met with the either the one parent or the parents and let them know what was going on with their child and or children. Principal didn't like that. So the principal fired the teacher because she's all about, you know, 13 and younger, give them to me, 13 and older, give them to me. I want that child. I want the whole child. She's all about that. So what does Charlton Dudley do after we exposed when they hired this woke CRT activist as a trainer? We exposed that 3 years ago because they didn't vet him properly. And they had a, after they spent all these thousands of dollars on this woke trainer, they admit that it was a poor choice. So they had three parents, three school committee members, a janitor, a person that's in charge of the finances, an administrative assistant, another principal. I don't know how what the number is, say maybe 12, 15 people, went ahead and gave their recommendation to hire this woke wacko who is now hired. And of course, the superintendent, he's just so clever. Mr. LaMarche is so clever. Right before the July 4th break, he lists everyone that was on the committee. Normally, there's transparency. People know this is going on. And said, we are so excited to welcome this new principal. I'm sure she'll contact. Well, all that it take was to Google search her name and you see exactly what she did with Lolo. They didn't want her there. She fires a teacher for letting a parent or parents know that the school was all behind this child and or children transgendering without the consent, without the knowledge by the parent. And this is the best person they could come up with. And she is a middle school principal. So now you are dealing with young children, where of course goes in line with what the governor of Massachusetts is doing, Governor Healey, pushing through the legislation to now make it okay for third graders to learn about intercourse and yeah, a lot of other things I just don't want to say in the air. So it reminded me when I first heard of this, I instantly thought of the submersive, like it's the playbook, the new playbook, distract, you know, everyone's all up in arms about the taxes going up and that the schools are crumbling, but you're not worried who the LaMarche just decided to hire, who's nothing but a woke wacko who wants, doesn't just want your child, wants the whole child. What do you think of that?
There are no adequate words for me right now. There could be a few swear words in that. So what I will say is that there seems to be a lot of shenanigans going around all over D-Place.
Yeah, and like I said, they're learning these municipalities and schools. They're taking the playbook that's going on nationally. distract. So you don't really know what's going on, or you're not paying attention, because in this case, you know, the news media did not let their citizens know about Hunter's deal or the $9 billion that the Pentagon's,
you know, misspent.
Where did that go? Like all these subject matters, and how clever it was of Mr. LaMarche to make sure that this team was hired. So, you know, my perspective on that, if I was the parent, I would want to know who voted yes for this idiot or who voted no. And if they're that postured, and they really feel postured in their vetting process, the question then I would pose to them is, you think it is okay? Because there are some people on the school committee that do have children in the school district. So what, your kids get a ban, so they're not chosen? But, or are you okay with this administrator, this principal, allowing children to transgender behind the child, behind the parent's knowledge? You're actually going to tell me you're okay with that? That's the question I would pose to them. And they should declare who voted for this and who voted not. But I'm sure that won't be released, because then it'll be, you know, we don't want them called out. Well, if you're that postured that you vetted this person properly, what are you worried about?
And what just popped into my head is a certain something that happened on a certain beach, where somebody's garbage ended up in somebody's bag, unbeknownst to the person who was down at the water and was asked a very specific question. And it's all about deflection, distraction, and more shenanigans.
Being attacked.
Oh my God.
You know, you can't make this stuff up. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff trending, and I think what's trending really is distraction. That's what's trending.
Yes.
They're working overtime on distractions.
They certainly are. I will have to say that on Twitter as well, as far as a comedy aspect, you know, of course the memes come out.
And sure.
I was kind of cracking up over a few of them. And, you know, of course the person occupying 1600, you know, in different scenarios, and I'm like, who takes the time, like, who makes this stuff up? It's just, you know, hey, oh, let me make a meme about this. Like, I just, it was funny. You'd have to check it out. But anyways, so this is the, you know, this is the news reel, R-E-E-L.
Correct. I did hear something else that I thought was interesting. Because you know, you're on Twitter more than I am, regarding Elon Musk doing some sort of cease letter to Fluckerberger, Marky.
Yes, and it's in reference to a similar type of, from what I gathered, very similar to Twitter. I mean, I really don't know how I feel about that, like yay or nay. It really doesn't bother me. I think what is interesting, though, and somebody brought this up, was that really different platforms have taken a little something from what somebody else was doing. In fact, you know, TikTok came out, and then, of course, shortly after that, Instagram started really pushing and doing the reels. So there's a lot of similarities. And I guess, you know, as far as whatever social media platform you choose to be on, of course, now, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that situation as far as that goes. I find some of it entertaining to a certain degree, because aren't there better things to chat about? I don't know. I mean, I guess we're talking about it, so, you know.
Right. You know, and that's really the common denominator, whether it's good, bad, or different. Even the worst slimy stories, you know, it generates conversation. And I think regarding the person occupying, you know, the people's house, he just gives us so much to talk about. You know, every day you don't know what's going to happen, where he's going. Is he falling? Is he tripping? Is he talking in tongues? Is he articulate? They got him juiced up. I don't care what anybody tells me, he's juiced up. Like with a lot of mood supports, with a lot of
ice cream.
The ice cream, but keeping his, you know, mind acute and you know, energized. They're pumping him up big time.
Well, I wouldn't say cute. I would say somewhat functional.
He actually was. Somebody was just telling me he was in, I don't know where he recently was, North Carolina, whatever. And he actually sounded like he was on point. And I said, there are glimmers of where he is, has faculties, but it's because of what they're pumping him up with. And it doesn't last long.
No, it doesn't. I mean, he was walking off a stage, probably in North Carolina. I saw very glimpse, you know, a quick glimpse of it where he was, you know, looked like he was shaking the ghost who saw Mr. McGee or Mr. Magoo. Like,
I find that almost robotic. I'm thinking, you know, some people are going to just, you know, because remember the robot, the dance, the robot, like they're all doing it like that person is, as well as the, you know, when he moves very close to the microphone and whispers, and there's a lot of creepiness about it.
They showed a clip of that.
It's creepy. And he wonder, and people wonder why they nickname him Creepy Joe. He's creepy.
That's why I'm the only president that brought down the deficit by $1.7 billion.
Okay. And people believe that though, and they don't think that that behavior is cuckoo. I don't know. So I'm thinking to myself, anyone that, regardless of what you like him, you don't like him, whatever, if you don't admit that his behavior is a little out there, that tells me that you think he's normal, which clearly he's not. He's not in the right frame of mind. They got him juiced up pretty good. And you're okay with that. You're okay with a weakling who's in charge of the free world, even though we know he's not really in charge, but he is the figurehead. You're okay with that. What does that say about you? And I think that's where I get to that point where, you know, I find myself repeatedly saying ignorance is not bliss and you can't fix stupid. Because at one point, what does it have to take for you to agree that he's not right? He's not fully functional at all, or he's never fully functional. At what point do you agree that he's just not right? And if you can't, what does that say about you? So that's where I'm at now. Like if somebody talks about this particular subject, I look at, and that's what I say is, you really believe, because that's probably the only answer that they'll answer is, are you really believe he's doing the God? Yeah, yes. They can't tell you why. So my response is going to be verbatim. What does that say about you? If you really think he's doing a good job, what does that say about you? And that's how I'm going to leave it. That's going to be my mic drop. Because you can't give any specifics of why you think he's doing a good job. So if you can't even answer that, and you don't see that something's, you don't even agree that something's off about him, what does that say about you and your intuitiveness and your ability to be subjected to, you know, you're going to just stick with him just because you voted for him? Or are you going to like take a step back and say, yeah, I voted for him. I really liked him in his younger years, but no, he's taken our economy and plummeted it. And and I think that's what people say is the Democrat way, is they stick by their people, whether they're, you know, a pedophile, whether they're a murderer, whether they're breaking the law, whether they're, you know, promoting drug trafficking or child trafficking. It doesn't matter to them. So at the end of the day, what does that say about you? or your judgment. And that's kind of where I'm at now. That's I can't even, a lot of people say, oh, you shouldn't let politics, you know, get involved with your friendship or relationships. Oh, damn straight you can. Because I don't want to be around anyone. I don't want them to think like me. But if you can't even acknowledge that there's something wrong and you can't even name one thing, that kind of makes me question your ability of being objective for the good of like citizens. So I don't want to be around you. I know I said it. I don't want to be around you.
So true. So we want to hear from you. What is your newsreel? We shared with you our thoughts on different subjects tonight, kind of a mishmash, and we're okay with that. Go to our website, www.twosistas.online. And on that note, my name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0, and I am with two
sisters. And this is Carol Sue, aka Nani Boss, fired up. Because I'm telling you right now, ignorance is so not bliss. With that, we will see you tomorrow for Fantabulous Friday, where we get to celebrate you and all your accomplishments. But we want to make sure that you have that conversation in the mirror. Pat yourself on the back and let yourself know that you did a good job. With that, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everyone. Have a great night.
Bye for now.